It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful and special day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, were you allowed to have something to eat with us today? Well, don't eat it right now. Wait until I get to Chef Brockett's bakery, and I'll order something there, and then you and I can have something together. Okay? If you're allowed. Now, I have a present for Chef Brockett that is almost ready. I've written him a song for the opening of that fountain shop, his soda shop at the bakery. And the song is called You Are You. This is what it sounds like. You are you, and I am I, and we will always be quite different to people who know us well. 'Cause they're the ones who like us to be different. That's how it starts. And I was just thinking about Chef Brockett as I wrote that song. You know, how different he and I are. And yet we're very good friends. Yeah, he cooks very well. And I don't cook well at all. No, and he's big enough to wear that Santa Claus suit and really look good in it. And I'm not. I run down the street and he doesn't. I play the piano. I wonder what... Hello? Why, I was just thinking about you. Yeah, are you all set to begin your soda shop? Oh. Well, we'll be over then. Oh, sure, we're coming. Yeah, I even have something for you. Yeah, all right. Okay. Good luck to you. Bye-bye. That was Chef Brockett himself. They'll be ready in a little while. You know, I think I'll call Francois Clemens and see if he would come over and sing this song. And we could see what it sounds like with a big voice. France, it's Fred. Oh, you were? He said he was just about to leave. Well, would you have time to come over here for just a minute? Yeah, I have a new song that I wrote for Chef Brockett. And I'd like to hear you sing it. Okay, fine. We'll wait for you. Goodbye. Why don't we wait for him out in the porch? Sure, we can listen for him out there. I think maybe I'll just close my eyes. You could too. And we'll just listen for the sounds. What do you suppose we'll hear when Francois Clemens comes out of his place? I guess the opening and closing of the door, and then his footsteps coming along. All that probably before he'll speak. Let's close our eyes and listen.
Are you asleep?
No, we were just listening for things.
Oh, yeah. There are lots of interesting things that you can hear if you listen carefully.
Sure are. Come on in.
Okie doke.
Now, this song is for Chef Brockett.
Uh-huh.
And it's called You Are You and I Am I. Now, I wish you'd... Would you try to sing
it? Okay, sure, well.
Starts out, You are you.
You are you and I am I.
I'm afraid it's a little low. Can you transpose it? What's the G? In E flat? Could you play it in G?
Sure. Let me see. Okay.
You are you, and I am I, and we will always be.
That's right.
Quite different to people who know
'cause they're the ones who like us to be different. You are you, and I am I, and we will never be exactly like anybody else, 'cause everybody else is different.
I knew you'd make it sound good.
Different, different, we are different. Isn't it great to be different?
That's it.
You and I and he and she, and isn't it great to be you and I, and we will always be quite different to people who know us well, 'cause they're the ones who like us. They really want us. They're the ones who like us to be different.
Nice.
That's a beautiful song.
Well, I hope he'll like it. I hope you're coming.
Oh, yes, I'm going to be over there, but I have an errand to do right now. But I'll see you over there later.
Okay, fine.
Oh, very, very special day for Don.
Sure is. Okay. Thanks for helping with that.
Righto, I'll see you later.
All righty. Bye, friends.
Bye-bye.
We have a little time for make-believe. Didn't that sound good? I'd like to make-believe that Eric Kloss is in the neighborhood of make-believe with his saxophone. Maybe Handyman Negri could be teaching him our new song. And Seagull, you know, that toy seagull, could be visiting the king. There's plenty for make-believe. Okay, trolley, neighborhood of make-believe.
Eric, let's work on that new song. I'll give you the first phrase.
Here, all right.
Here it is. Right now. That's it.
Mr. Kloss and Handyman Negri, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
I heard some picking and blowing as I came out here.
Oh, that you did, King Friday. We were just working on something, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Eric and I like to fly when we get together.
Oh, I guess you do. Fly, you say. Yes. Have you gentlemen met Gull yet?
Who's Gull?
Oh, Gull is she's a toy seagull.
I'd like to meet her.
Oh, good. I shall bring her then. She's visiting me in the castle today.
Fine.
I enjoy talking with her, you see.
Oh, very well. Wait to hear all that Gull has to say, Eric. It's really something, I'm telling you.
Oh. Here he comes. Mm-hmm.
There, now take a good look at this Gull, Mr. Kloss. Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot that you didn't see.
People see in different ways, King Friday. Oh. Some use their eyes, I use my hands, nose, ears, and feelings of mine.
Oh, I never thought of it that way.
Well, you learn something new every day, don't you?
Learn something new every day, you certainly do.
Right, you should, anyway.
Take Gull there.
There's Gull, Eric.
Ah, my fine feathered friend. Let's check you out here. I sure do.
I think that it'd be nice if you would play something for Gull, you gentlemen. I think she'd like it.
Oh, all right. We'd love to, King Friday.
Yes, and we will think of real live gulls.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
Look who's here.
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Oh, that's right.
It must be important.
What did you say, Mr.
It must be important.
Yes, it must be important if you'd interrupt this beautiful music.
Well, it kind of is, Uncle Friday. You see, X has almost finished dinner for Gull, and he wanted me to bring Gull over to the tree.
No.
We do have to go to dinner now, Gull. Before we go, Eric, could you play those train sounds?
Oh,
you know the ones.
So.
Train sounds? What train sounds?
Oh, they're very special, Uncle Friday.
Well, I've never heard them.
Well, I have a big train, and I have a middle-sized train, and I have a small train.
Which one?
Could you play them all?
Ah, I guess so.
Oh, good.
I'll give you the big one here.
Oh, you have a big train.
Isn't that big?
Yeah.
No, here's the middle-sized one. Now, here's a little one.
Oh, I want to hear the little train again. Oh, lovely. I want to hear the big train again. Oh, excellent. I want to hear the middle-sized train. Oh, all those trains.
Well, we could hear this.
Yes, excellent.
Bye-bye, everybody. Thank you
bye,
so
Lady
much.
Abba.
Farewell, ladies.
Bye,
Lady Aberlin and Lady Gull. Beautiful. Do you have any other sounds like trains and all that for me?
No, but I have a lot of notes. A
lot of notes. Well, please play some of them for us. Yeah.
Great sound they make with their music, don't they? Handyman Negri, Eric Kloss. Eric Kloss is supposed to be at the bakery. Yeah, you know, we asked him if he'd come. Well, pretty soon time to go. I think I'll wash my hands before we go. Sometimes there's such a good feel to soap and water. I wonder who all will be over there, seeing that new soda shop. Special day for Chef Brockett. Give you a little food before we go. Couldn't take fish with me. No, they have to stay in their own water. Now we'll take this. You are you, and I am I. Hope Chef Brockett likes this present. Now, what'll we look for? We'll look for that fountain that Bob Tro was working on. Yeah, the soda fountain. And we'll look for those swivel chairs that Betty Aberlin was painting. Oh, there'll be lots to see. Come along to the new part of Chef Brockett's bakery. Hi, Mrs. Schenck.
You know, today is a very, very, very special day.
I know it is. Anybody here yet?
Yeah, you do. Come on with me. I showed you your ordinary good here. Do you see?
Oh, fine. Hi.
Hi, Fred.
Jeff. Yeah. Good. Boy, does this look nice.
Hey, hi, Fred. How are you?
Oh, congratulations. Beautiful. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Didn't Bob do a great job?
Oh, it's tremendous.
Hi, Fred.
Hi, Betty.
Hey, what can we get you?
Boy, the chairs look nice, too.
Oh, thanks.
What can we get you?
Well, you have a menu and everything. Right. I'd like a root beer soda.
Okay.
Could you make it?
I'll put the ice cream in, Bob. You put the root beer, huh? One little root beer first.
The music has been so good.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, well, Eric must have come. Oh, yes, he's here. Great. Hey, John.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Isn't this nice?
We gave you an extra scoop. A little bit more root beer.
Good.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, would you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Eric.
Right.
Let's go, Eric.
Good. You going to play anything, Mike?
Oh, go on, Mike. Play.
Good.
Fred, do you like whipped cream on the top?
Just a little.
A little bit.
We'll get you set of
next, Mike. Thank you.
Oh, sure.
Oh, boy.
Watch, here's a napkin.
Have one of these? Now, this is the time, if you're allowed to have something to eat, for you to take that something and taste it while we all have something here, okay? While we listen to the music.
That's beautiful.
Thank you, Eric, for bringing everybody and making such great music.
It's my pleasure.
Eric, I have a song. It's a surprise for Dawn. I'll give it to him.
Okay.
Dawn?
Hey.
You know, I told you my friend and I have been thinking about you so much today. And I wrote a special song for you. It's called You Are You.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
You know, you're my friend, and I know that you're the person you are, and I'm the person I am. We're great friends.
I really appreciate that. It's a song that Fred wrote. Would you play it, fellas? Yeah, he wrote it just for today. Wait, I'll give it to you.
Oh, here comes Mr. McFeely.
Just sit down and enjoy yourself.
Have a
Sunday
just for you, Mr.
Francois, I'm glad you
thank
came.
You.
Because Francois and I were working on it earlier. Maybe he'd sing it for
great
you.
Great, Franz. Thanks a lot.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Love to sing it.
Thank you.
Love to. Come here, on, I'll just squeeze on over. How you doing, Joe? Good.
You are you, and I am I, and we will always be quite different to people who know us well, 'cause they're the ones who like us to be different. You are you, and I am I, and we will never be exactly like anybody else, 'cause everybody else is different. Different, different, we are different. Isn't it great to be different? You and I and he and she. And isn't it great to be you and I? And we will always be quite different to people who know us well. 'Cause if they're the ones who like us, they really want us. They're the ones who like us to be different.
Really something to have a song written. I want to say how much I appreciate it. You know, Fred, when I was a little boy in the crippled children's home, I used to dream that someday I'd grow up and have a place like this where everybody could come and have a good time and get things they like and not have entertainment and my own song. Well, you made it a special day for me. I appreciate it.
You're the one who made all of this, Chef Brockett. You've worked hard in your bakery, and now you have a soda fountain to go with it. And we congratulate you.
Thank you.
We're proud
Thanks,
of
Fred.
You.
Thank
and
you.
And may it all go well for all of
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Fred.
Thanks again. I've got to go.
I do, too.
Are you going?
Yes,
all
I
right,
am.
Come on. Let's go together.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for the time.
Okay.
Everybody seemed to be having a good time. Mrs. McFeely with her ice cream.
They certainly were. Well, I'm going down this way.
I see. Well, Mr. McFeely, it certainly was good to be together there with Chef Brockett and the new part of his bakery.
Well, next week, I may have something new to show you, too.
What is it?
Well, you'll see. It's something about my work.
Oh, good.
Well, good day to you.
Good day. Have a good weekend, Mr. McFeely. Something new for Mr. McFeely. After a big party or something like that, I like to just take it easy for a minute or so. Mm-hmm. I like this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. This is a place where people have important talk, care about each other. Yeah, even though it's just a television visit, you and I have a chance to talk and play, make up songs and sing. It's good. Well, it's about time for me to go. I was just thinking, you know, you may wish to be exactly like somebody else. But I'm glad you're exactly the way you are. Yeah. When you grow up, you may be able to do some of the things that you wish you could do right now. Just like Chef Brockett. You know, he was able to make that new part of his bakery just the very thing that he wished for when he was little. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the week is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. I like you just the way you are. Look forward to being back with you next week. Goodbye.
Television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.